Hi, my name is Chris Taylor. This is Actionable Books Audio. Today we're discussing the book The Radical Leap by Steve Farber. Yeah, management has to stop pretending to be the great protector, but the rest of us have to stop asking and expecting them to be, too. It's page 91 from The Radical Leap. In the words of the international bestseller Tom Peters, I am an unabashed Farber fan. If you read my articles on The Radical Edge and Greater Than Yourself, you already know that. Author Steve Farber writes with a wit, edge, and a lively pace that are all too rare in business books these days. In a word, the man is real. And in The Radical Leap, his first foray into the world of business books, Farber decidedly shook things up, choosing to weave his valuable, practical business advice into an engaging story in which he plays one of the lead characters. The Radical Leap, LEAP being an acronym for love, energy, audacity, and proof, is the tale of Farber's engagement with three unusual characters who, through story and interaction, teach him the importance of reconnecting with your passion for what you do, and how profound an impact that reconnection can have on others. So the golden egg this week is, turns out, we're all human. Too many business people, myself included, as Edgid pointed out, wanted to be invincible. They confused credibility with perfection and, therefore, would never dream of showing their scars and foibles to their employees. It's from The Radical Leap, page 24. Yes, LEAP is an acronym, but it's also a lesson in and of itself. Extreme leadership, the only kind that matters these days, is about putting yourself out there. It's about committing to a mission with passion and fervor. Too many leaders these days, and Farber spends some time discussing the woeful decline of the impact of the word leadership, as it becomes just another buzzword, are polished to a point of ineffectiveness. You've seen these people, perfect hair, perfect teeth, perfect smile, and the ability to run a 30-minute press conference without actually having said anything meaningful. So many people in senior roles have become so good at creating an aura of perfection that the thought of being seen as human terrifies them. Sure, they wouldn't word it quite that way, but what else would you call it when someone spends more time crafting 15-second sound bites than they do passionately pursuing their purpose? These people forget that we don't follow suits and smiles. True leaders understand that leading by example, admitting they're human, prone to mistakes and fears, yet choosing to move forward anyway, is what inspires the troops. Having a purpose, a passion, and a vision, and committing to realizing that vision is what gets people on board. One of the best ways to do that, Farber illustrates, is to embrace our OSMs, our oh shit moments. I told you he was edgy. So, what's an OSM? It's the feeling you have as the roller coaster crests the top of the hill and you look down at the track in front of you. It's a sensation as you lean in for your first kiss. It's the point at which you commit, when there's no turning back and you leap into the future with passion and purpose. And it's as important in business as it is in the rest of your life. OSMs in business are when you stick your neck out for what you believe in. Polished people avoid OSMs. OSMs are messy, raw. There's no guarantee of success. Leaders understand that there's a power to that rawness, provided it's used correctly. The first gem is getting your OSMs out in the open. When you have your OSMs publicly, for everyone to see, you send a message that says, we should all be doing this. If OSMs are good, public OSMs are better. Engaging regularly in that which stretches you is a positive exercise for you, but finding opportunities to share that stretch with your team will begin to develop a culture that encourages people to commit and not to wait until things are perfect before doing so. As a leader, if you're always looking for the exit doors or calculating the odds in a situation, how can you possibly expect your team to be committed to the goals? Public OSMs are opportunities for you to demonstrate to your team that passion and commitment are more important than perfection. Don't force it, but look for these opportunities to share more of yourself. When you start feeling that fear bubbling up at the thought of being quite that honest, that's your OSM. Take it. Gem number two, technique is a bad word. I'd been lulled into thinking of this man as a garden-loving, water-sipping, trailer-living, mellow, and retiring pops, but he wasn't. He was an empire builder, and empires weren't built on a bunch of mamby-pamby techniques. It's The Radical Leap, page 56. If you start thinking of public OSMs as a great motivational tactic, you're sunk, and you should really read The Radical Leap because you're missing the point. OSMs, truly, are less about what you say and more about how you say it. It's about stripping away ulterior motives, spin, posturing, or ego, and connecting with who you are and what you believe at your core. Don't think of it as a technique or a tactic, but rather as a recentering of you and your authentic self. The very concept of OSMs directly contradicts the notion of polish. Yes, you should be prepared. Yes, you can work on delivery and timing, and there are appropriate and inappropriate occasions for OSMs. But when it does come time for you to fess up and admit you're human, don't think of it as a technique. Instead, connect with the moment and speak from the heart. I think the reason I have such a warm place in my heart for Farber's books is as much structure as it is content. The content's great, no question, but it's the characters, the story, and the focus of each book that keeps me coming back for more. The Radical Leap is a fun read, highly impactful, and a great reminder that leadership doesn't have to be complicated, but it does have to be authentic. My name's Chris Taylor. This has been Actionable Books Audio, and the book we discussed was The Radical Leap.